Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Who knows? Like, this 117-year-old woman seems to be in, like, pretty good shape.
Right.
Like, she's living a good life. Unfortunately, one of my grandfathers, like, at the end, I felt bad for him. It was like he didn't even want to live, and it was sad, but that's the case. But I think right now I'd go 85. I think I'd sign for 85. You're saying 90. That's your number.
90.
90.
I want 90.
Jeez, very selfish.
40 more years.
Sean, I'm guessing you'd sign for 77.
It's funny. My number was 75.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah, I get to a centennial, I'm good.
You know what's funny, though? 75 is below the average. I think, like, the average age of survival now is, like, 77 for men
and
79
not
for women. Women have us beat by, like, a couple of years.
So why not shoot low and then outlive your expectation?
Because that's a disappointment. I mean, if you get to 75, like, you didn't make it. You didn't make it to the average.
Yeah, but I'd rather not be looking at 80 as I'm sick at 75 going, oh, God.
Wow, this woman has lived in the nursing home for 23 years.
That's a lot of bingo.
23
years. 23 years. Babe, might as well put up a wing for her.
Forget that. You know how depressing that would be?
Oh, I did. You know, it's so funny you said that.
Not
You're
her
wrong.
Existence. I'm talking about the people who've she's probably befriended.
Oh, okay. Fair point.
And then they're just not there anymore.
Yeah, all her friends are dead, and then new people come and become her friends, and they're dead too.
Right.
I agree with that.
23 years.
But I think the lifestyle of a nursing home is a lot of fun. Like the bingo.
Without a doubt.
By the way, I've heard this, and I know this from a very reliable source. Uncontrollable, like, sex.
Yeah.
Like, it is. It's like an adult movie in there.
Right.
And I know, because I got to, you know. My grandfather was all over the place.
This woman has the elixir of life in her blood. No physical or mental health problems.
Wow.
At 117.
Which means she's got a chance for the record. Do you know what the record is?
No.
I looked this up. You guys know what the all-time record is? Documented record, okay?
126.
That's a good guess. It's not 126. You want to guess, Luke?
115.
Do you listen to the segment?
All right.
She's 117.
Oh, she's 117. I forgot how old she was. I thought she was 107. My fault. I wanted to go lower than him. All right, I'll go higher. 135.
No, 135. That's way high. You want to guess or let me just tell you?
Just tell me.
122 is the all-time record. Between this woman got to 122. She died in 1997. So she went 1875 to 1977 is the documented all-time record for oldest person at 122. Here's what's crazy about that. 1997 is a long time ago.
No, 1897.
No, she died in 1997.
Oh, 1997.
1875 to 1997.
Just think of how you saw the world change.
Oh, you saw everything.
She saw Marlins World Series.
She was alive before there was baseball.
Right.
But
let's say so.
Why
let's
has
say
it
two.
Been 30? We've
1885. Let's see what happens in 1885.
What do you mean what happens in 1885?
Because she's 10.
Oh, like what happened in the world?
She's like she has a recollection of what's going on
you know what happened?
1885.
You know what happened? A guy who lost the presidency came back 4 years later and won it. That happened. That was in 1888, though, for being fair about time. Huh. Imagine going through that life cycle and you see it happen twice. Only two times it's ever happened. What I find weird, though, is, Tiki, the woman with the record, it was set 30 years ago. Like, don't we have the technology now and the science now and everything now that we would be breaking that record every year? Like, shouldn't this be the baseball home run record where everybody's just assaulting it?
Haven't you seen the boom in fast food?
You think, oh, so we're going backwards because of that?
Yes.
So you think the food is causing us to even go backwards?
Everything. Everything. The food, the dyes injected in everything. The air is dirtier that you're breathing in.
So you're thinking 122 sticks. Like, no one's going to break. Is that the untouchable?
It's like Cal Ripken.
That's what I'm thinking. That's the exact record I was going to bring up.
But that's just outside of the United States. So this woman is in Spain.
Yeah.
She's in Catalonia.
Well, there are McDonald's in Spain?
She's in Spain, but you know where she was born?
She probably is not eating McDonald's in Spain. Where?
America.
Oh.
She's from California. I don't know why the hell she went to Spain. Maybe that was a good decision.
By the way, if you're 122 and you never had McDonald's, did you really live anyway?
That's a fair point. Because it's a good question. If you told me, all right, Evan, you'll get to 90, but you can no longer have Luigi's Isis. Like, it's all gone. You can't have it anymore. But I'll get you to 90. Otherwise, you'll probably get to 87. I don't know if I'm making that deal. Like, I don't know. I don't know if the three extra years are necessarily worth giving up something that's so damn good. Like, am I crazy to say that?
No, because if they told me you have two choices, either you live to 65 or you live to 90. But if 65, you could have Chipotle, 90 you can't ever again, I'm taking the Chipotle in 65.
Well, hold on.
I'm serious.
There's a big difference. I said 3 years. You telling me a 25-year age difference? You could live 25 more years if you just need something really good?
It's a morbid conversation. I could not imagine my life without Chipotle.
Sean, I love Chipotle. Like, I co-sign the love of it, obsessed with it, the whole thing. It starts to become, you know, 25 years.
No, look, if you ask me that at 64, I might plead for forgiveness and say, take it back.
Yes.
But at 35, I'm telling you right now, like there's certain things I can't live without.
I think the year cutoff for me is like 4 years. Like, once you start giving me more than 4 years, I'll start cutting stuff out. But for 3 years...
What if I told you all four of your teams win a championship, but you're dead at 70, or you could get to 95, but you don't know if anyone's going to win? Does that make sense? They could all win multiple times. Would you sign for all four?
No,
70?
I got to get to 95.
So you got to get to 95.
Yeah.
But those are bad years. Those are diaper years. Oh, I'm not your grandfather. He was sleeping with half the nursing home.
Oh, exactly.
Maybe that keeps somebody to 125, performance-enhancing drugs.
No doubt, that's
how you break records.
I would not take the championships. I mean, you're talking about 25 years, bro.
I know, but back end 25 years.
Yeah, but think about what back end is. I got kids, which means maybe I see their grandkids or my grandkids. Maybe I see great grandkids. Like, even those small little victories, because they'll barely visit me, especially if I'm crapping myself. Like, you're probably right. Yeah.
How come the kids don't call?
I think I'd still take it, though. Like, 25 years is so significant. Like, think about it, bro. How old are you right now, Luke?
38.
25 years.
I know. I hear you.
That's a lot of time.
I know. But I'm just thinking, sometimes when you're 38, I think about this a lot with mortality. When you're 38, those are like good years. When you get to 85, 90, you're probably like, all right, I could kick the bucket, get the hell out of here. You know what I mean? Because the quality of life goes down, dude.
Look, I saw it with my not to get morbid, but I did see it, unfortunately, with my grandparents where it's not good at the end.
Right.
Though, yeah. I'll tell you, one of my grandparents, before he got really sick, oh my God. I couldn't believe some of the stories I was hearing.
What is he, Hugh Hefner?
Was he in a nursing home?
He was the Don of the nursing home.
Oh, God.
What, he finish a pudding cup and say, come here, sweetheart, sit on my lap?
I'm good at pinochle?
Basically, yeah. Oh, my God. I don't want to say the name because, you know, who knows? I don't know the connections.
He was picking up chicks at the bocce ball court.
I think there was swinging going on. Like,
God.
Are you kidding?
I'm not kidding.
Would they watch Murder, She Wrote?
Yes. You think I'm crazy. Like, these stories.
Who needs Viagra? I got Matlock.
These stories were epic. I'm like, this guy was amazing. Like, I didn't get that gene from him. Like, I certainly didn't. But good for him. I think I'd sign for, was that my initial question?
You said 95. You just did. You said you signed for 95.
No, I think that was in comparison.
Oh, right. If I give you the door one.
By the way, if you give Tiki another minute, he'll have a 10-page paper written on 1895.
I think I got to get to 85.
I flipped to 1917 because I wanted to see what this woman remembers when she was 10 years old.
Do you think she remembers that stuff, though?
Yeah, I mean, she says there's no mental or physical issues.
I know, but that's
she probably does.
Titanic.
That's crazy. All I think about
1895 by the or 1885 by the way, Statue of Liberty, it arrives in New York.
How about that? I always think of the baseball stuff. Like, I really do.
Oh,
I think of the players she saw.
Yeah,
I think of Jackie breaking the color barrier and seeing that. I think about the Giants and the Dodgers leaving New York. Like, there's so many things.
That woman saw the Statue of Liberty arrive in New York. Think about this. And Derek Jeter arrive in New York.
That's a great point.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameDay, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.